Well, Eddie, another home win. It's going rather well here.
It is, yeah. We've the most pleasing thing today, we're obviously getting a clean sheet. We've been winning at home, but conceding too many goals for our liking, and we've worked on that this week. Done a lot of shape work. Well, we've done that every week, and I think you could see today that we've done that. But certainly we're still a long way off where we want to be in terms of how we're playing. I think we've done okay. Yeah, we're getting results, which is the most pleasing thing, but I certainly think there's a big improvement, and we can certainly play a lot better.
I'm sure clean sheets do an awful lot of good for a young goalkeeper, like Paddy Gamble, putting a very confident performance today. I thought they'll do good by keeping clean sheets.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a talented lad. He's at a good club in Forest, and he's coming in. He'll get good experience from this. It's still a very good league to play in, a competitive league for him. And, at whatever standard he plays at, I think he'll do well. But certainly, I think he'll get a lot of benefit out of this experience here, and hopefully we can, he can do well for us, and we can do well for him as well.
Let me ask you about another couple of young players as well. Nathan Arnold and John Delaye called up to the England C squad, which are existing league players, of course. How much good do you think that'll do them to help their careers progress?
Well, I think it can only give them confidence. It's nice to get acknowledgements like that, if you're getting called up to the national squads, as it were, and you must be doing something right. People have been watching him and pleased with their progress, how they're doing and that. Well, the young talented lads, and they can only go on and do well. And certainly everybody here, when the news the other day, everybody gave him a pat on the back when we heard they'd been called up, and hopefully they'll go there and do well. And you go away with international sides and what have you, and come back buzzing really, and hopefully they can come back here and do well for the team and go on to another level.
Yeah. Have you dared look at the league table yet and see where Mansfield are in the table?
No, we haven't. We're not getting carried away like that. Like I say, we're winning, especially our own games. We've won every own game, and we've got that's imperative this year. We've got to make it really difficult for teams to come here, because it's difficult because sides will come here. It's one of the better grounds in this league, and it gives other teams a lift when they come here. It's nice to come and play at a decent stadium and what have you. And people, and we just coming out of the league last year, it's scalped for a lot of teams, so even more so it's more difficult for us at home. But certainly we know that, and if we can get the fans behind us, we've been great so far. We can make Field Mill a difficult place to come, and hopefully if you keep winning at home, you're going to be there and thereabouts at some point. But we're not looking at league tables or anything like that, because like I say, we're not getting carried away, because we know there's a lot of improvement to do, certainly from a footballing point of view.
It'd be nice to translate one of those home victories away, wouldn't it, on Tuesday night to York. Get the first away win under your belt.
Yeah, we're in no illusions. It's going to be a massive game at York, and a very difficult game. We've had a lot of games, and it's been quite a shock to the system, really, how many games in this league. I've not played at this level before, and as soon as the season starts, you just, it's relentless, with the game midweek and the game starting the game midweek. But the gaffer's the boss, rather. He's been good with us, and like I say, we worked really hard Thursday, and then the other days, he's kind of been treating us, he's realises there's a lot of games and it's tough on the legs and what have you. But certainly the other side to it is when there's a lot of games, there's a lot of points to be picked up, and that's what we'll keep looking to do. But it's been tough, and we'll go get there on Tuesday, and there's the extra spice with being the gaffer's old club and what have you. But just another game again, and today we've picked up 3 points. That's gone now. We'll look to Tuesday. We'll come in Monday and prepare for Tuesday's game properly, and look to get some more points on the board and just keep ticking over. So you can do.
Well played. Yeah. Did we have a little bit of luck with the 2 penalty incidents? The one with Janine's and the ball and then the one with the other incident.
It's the way I've seen it. The Janine's, it were point blank range, and it were ball to hand. And you see them on the telly all the time now, and it's difficult if they give it like that. He's hardly got a chance to get his arm out of the way, so I didn't think that would pan. I thought it would have been harsh if they get that. At the other end, I was a bit unsighted, but the lads, Stiles and the other lads, seem to think that it were a penalty. The difference is Michael Black was probably a bit more in on goal there, where the other one was just a whip cross, from distance, and just hit it. You'd have to probably speak to one striker who had a better view up there. Yeah. I didn't really see it. I could see that it hit something, but I don't know how blatant it was.
Were you impressed by